Then the next patient is Gerbrudes Matos. The last name is M-A-T-O-S. And the first name is G-E-R like in Roger, B like in Beta, I like in Roger, U like in Uniform, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that is a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, who has been referred to this office because of chronic kidney disease stage 3A and significant proteinuria that is at nephrotic levels. Period in interviewing the patient, there is no history of a major medical systemic diseases. The repeated hemoglobin A1C has been under control. The patient is not severely overweight. His BMI is 33.5. There is no history of weight loss. There is no history of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, anemia. There is no history of uncontrolled hypertension. He has some hypertension that is controlled with the administration of amlodipine. There is no history of alcohol abuse. There is no history of a chronic liver disease that we know of. He has a retroperitoneal ultrasound that is completely normal. However, he has a proteinuria that is 3,200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is consistent with nephrotic levels of proteinuria. At this point, we are going to order the workup for glomerulopathy. Including the antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibody. Serology for lupus, the determination of the inflammatory markers, complement, to see if we can get some type of response without a kidney biopsy. If these labs turn to be negative, we have to go ahead and order the kidney biopsy. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the atorvastatin on a daily basis and has been under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today is 132 over 80. We are going to give an appointment for follow-up in 4 weeks. But if we get the results of the laboratory workup before the appointment, we will get in touch with the patient and let him know whether or not the kidney biopsy will be ordered. Paragraph, I invested 15 minutes review in the lab. In the face-to-face, 35 minutes. And in the documentation, 10 minutes.